Worried you're one of the millions whose identity may have been compromised in the recent breach? Be one of the millions who trust their identity protection to LifeLock. LifeLock now includes the power of Norton for more protection. LifeLock uses proprietary technology to detect identity threats you may not be able to see by just monitoring your credit, like your personal information on the dark web. And Norton Security helps protect against online threats, like emerging viruses and ransomware. Of course, if there's a problem, our agents will work to fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft or cybercrime or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but LifeLock with Norton helps protect your identity and devices. It's not too late to get protection. Join now and get 10% off your first year. Go to LifeLock.com and enter promo code NEWS. That's promo code NEWS to get 10% off your first year. LifeLock with Norton. More detection, more protection.
Underwater, part of the search for two teens suspected of murder in Canada, is over. That announcement from the Royal Canadian Mounted Police.
RCMP Manitoba says divers won't be doing any more dives in the search for 19-year-old Cam McLeod and 18-year-old Briar Schmigelski. Police say they're charged in the July 24th death of a man in British Columbia and suspected in the deaths of an American woman and her Australian boyfriend who were found shot to death along a highway about 300 miles from where the first man was discovered. Officers searched the Nelson River after a damaged aluminum boat was seen abandoned on the shore. A burned-out vehicle believed to have been used by the suspects was found in that area last month. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Protesters surrounding a police station in Hong Kong to demand the release of a university student arrested for apparently purchasing laser pointers in the latest confrontation for the Chinese city. Hong Kong police justified the arrest by saying those lasers can be used as a weapon, which has been seen during weeks of demonstrations that have racked the city. One pro-democracy lawmaker in Hong Kong says the protesters should be targeting the city government rather than police officers who are caught in the middle, although this is opposition to the Communist Party-led central government in Beijing. A 911 call for pizza becomes a teachable moment in Florida.
Authorities in Sanford headed to the house where the grade school kid made the call, making sure that everything was okay at the home. They found the boy and his older sister, who said the two were fine and told cops that her younger sibling used the phone without her knowledge. Police using this opportunity to tell the kid that 911 should only be used for emergencies. But cops didn't leave him feeling too guilty about it. Following that chat, police drove to Pizza Hut, picked up a pie, and brought it to his door. Ken Duffy, Fox News.
For now, Wall Street's rallying. The Dow is up 153 points. Lisa Brady, this is Fox News.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit escapeadventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Escapeadventures.com.
Washington, D.C. It got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out.
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press. A show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one, time is running out. Number two, time is running out. Number three, time is running out. Number four,
hang out.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
He is the mayor of North Las Vegas, but he made it here. He made it here in 30 minutes, door to door. Congratulations, NDOT. You're doing a great job. I always love it when we have John Lee on because we talk about all of the great things going on in North Las Vegas. And, again, I've only lived here since 2011. But I see this is a community that's grown by leaps and bounds, and yet they still have 50% of their land undeveloped. I mean, this is the best is yet to come. And Mayor John Lee joining us in studio. Good morning, Mr. Mayor.
Oh, I'm happy to be here. But I'm going to follow up on NDOT. I really mean that. They put $100 million last year in projects in North Las Vegas where the 215 and the I-15 intersect. That's called a system-to-system transfer. We're putting another road into the North Beltway Business Park. We've got so many great things happening with NDOT in this Southern Nevada area. Traffic is moving. Tracy Larkin Thomason is an exceptional leader. She's down here full-time. She's not up the north where you don't see her very often. She works here full-time. High fives to NDOT, people. We are lucky to have the leadership there and the projects that are going on right now.
I want to ask you because every time I look in the newspaper, or I'm watching News 3 and I'm seeing a story about North Las Vegas, there's some major corporation that's moving there. I know we talked about what's going on at Apex. Can you give me a little thumbnail sketch of what's going on at Apex? And obviously we all wanted Faraday Futures to work. It ended up not working. But we're not out. I don't think we're out a lot of money. I think we did okay by that. Tell me what's going on at Apex, though. I mean, you've got the water run, you've got the electricity run out there, you've done a lot of infrastructure stuff, but tell me what's going on.
Well, good question. First off, I'm glad Faraday came. They put us on the national and international map. You know, we've got more activity going on now because of that company. I wish they could have ran their company, you know, to get to the point they would have put the factory out there, but we got so much going out there. We've got right now the water line that's going from Mannheim's all the way up to Apex. And the second phase of that is in position right now. We've got already opened 3,000 new acres up. As the water line moves that direction, building follows the water. We've got a company that'll be right at the top of the, in the bowl of the valley at the top. We're going to be sending a sewer line back down, you know, for return flow credits for Southern Nevada Water Authority. We got huge things happening in this region. I hate to look forward too far, but I can tell you it will be as busy between Cheyenne and Craig Road as it used to be between Charleston and Sahara. There will be economic changes in this valley like you can't believe in the next 5 years. There's opportunities and jobs, quality of life, not just in gaming, tourism, and hospitality, are in the future for us.
I know we always talk about the leaps and bounds of a community like North Las Vegas, but you are part of a regional approach that includes Mayor Goodman, that includes Henderson, that includes more than just North Las Vegas, more than just City of Las Vegas. Can you talk about this regional approach? And you people, even though you're all politicians, I mean, let's face it, I mean, you run for office and you have to get votes and all of that. But even with that, you folks have worked so well together. And everybody seems to be on the same page that this is a regional approach to development, not just City of Las Vegas or Clark County or Henderson, that it's a regional approach. Can you talk about how it is working with these other mayors?
I can. So when I got elected mayor, being in the legislature, once you get elected to somewhere, you say, okay, I got to get with the people on my committee, and I'm going to be the committee chairman of government affairs, wherever. And I called up the mayor, and I said, Mayor Goodman, I go, when do you guys get together? When do you have a meeting together? And he goes, we don't ever get together. We just see each other now and then, and that's it. And I go, oh, Carolyn, that just changed. We have got to start working together as regional leaders in this community. And if nothing else, for the legislative purposes, you know. So we get together about once a quarter for Boulder City. You wouldn't think much about Boulder City, but they're very important to this economy. Mesquite, another city that has a lot of, if we can't do it here, they can do it in Mesquite. But when opportunities come here, things will come to me. Not like personally, Kevin, I cannot buy real estate in this valley. Because when somebody will come here with a project, I go, that's a very good project, but that's probably something you ought to go see the people in Henderson about. Or they'll say the same thing about North Las Vegas. I could actually watch that happen and know where to buy land. You know what I mean? Because I'm at that level. But the thing I bring that up for is we see a year and a half out sometimes what's really happening in this community. And our goal is to see that we don't steal from each other. So why does it benefit me to try to steal the Raiders away from Clark County or steal some? That's their thing. I'll support them. If I steal something from Boulder City or Henderson or Las Vegas, it just hurts their budget. You know, we don't really win when we just trade companies within the valley. We need new opportunities, new companies. We need manufacturing. We need a lot of things. Let's just work together and put those companies in the right places. Work with the OBGEA and work with the state, and let's all win. Let's all make sure everybody gets to benefit from the opportunities. And so we do that.
Again, Mayor John Lee joining us. He is the mayor of North Las Vegas. And I know when we first talked three weeks ago, and we said, hey, let's get you on. Let's find a time when you can come out. One of the things I talked about was this regional development. But I want to get specific to North Las Vegas and the development that you've experienced, not just at Apex, but across the city. And talk a little bit about maybe specifics, companies that have just rerouted and said, "Hey, we're gonna lay down tracks here in North Las Vegas." Can you talk about some of those companies and what it is that attracted them to North Las Vegas?
Well, first and foremost, infrastructure is the most important thing. By us getting where I-15 and 215 intersected, we had to bring the sewer line there. We had 900 acres there just sitting. Now 900 acres are in some form of development or plan check. I mean, that's what you can do with the city when you have infrastructure in place, you know. So we've been really working hard at getting the infrastructure out in locations. Now, North Las Vegas is going to be probably the second largest city in the state in about 10 years. It's going to be that big. And the opportunities in North Las Vegas come not from the fact that we have land that might be a little bit cheaper than what's on the strip, because we have a lot of land out there. But in North Las Vegas, I have two speeds. I don't know, my whole life I've just been like this, fast and faster. I just like to do things, like to get on them, you know, and it's exciting. Our building department now, you can come in with a set of plans if you've had a company that's self-certified. So self-certification means, Kev, if you come here from Texas and you go, we want to build this company here, how long does it take to get permits? I say, well, it could take you 6 months, you know. But I say, who's your local engineering firm, your architectural firm? And they tell me, and I go, you know, those guys are self-certified. They've been to our city. They took a class we have. They work back behind the counters. They understand what we do here. And so those companies, they bring in a role, they bring in some plans. We looked at, make sure the setbacks are okay. And we tell them, okay, that company can start. So they start digging their trenches. They start putting in the utilities. They put in the water, the fire hydrants and everything. But don't pour any concrete. Don't bury anything. You know, put your batter boards up. Put all your plumbing in between the batter boards, you know. And while got your subcontractors out there working, our staff will be working on your plans. So when you get all that done, we're ready to roll out and give you your permits and inspect everything right then. You're done. So within 4 days of walking North Las Vegas, your subcontractors, your people, the community is working in North Las Vegas. We have another program that Valerie Evans, who is our building director, she has. We don't even send inspectors on roofs anymore. Or in the garage. If you're a plumber, you want to put a water stop in there, you want to put a water heater in, pull a permit online, go do the job, call us up, take your little camera, phone out, show us the address, show us where you're at, show us the work you did, the inspectors at the office, watching it all live. We don't say, you got an air conditioner, you got, you know, stuff on the roof. We take care of it right now, solar installations online, you know, I mean, with the camera phone, you know. So
and I'm just curious, do companies that are looking at North Las Vegas, and maybe they have business partners or others that have dealt with North Las Vegas, do they recognize this, that this is kind of a get or done a kind of area that hey, you know, you come in, you can get your certification, you can get this, you get that, and you're not going to be bombarded with regulations and
no. Okay. 13 months from start to finish for Amazon, you know, 2.4 million square feet. We don't just talk about it, we do it. But we don't let life safety get in the way or any of those kind of things. We treat it just like every other entity does with the codes and stuff like that. But the most expensive thing in construction is not material, because you can put material in on a lot in Henderson or a lot in Las Vegas, a lot in North Las Vegas. It's going to cost the same wherever you buy your material. The price of land has somewhat to do with it, but actually it's the interest on the money you lose while you're in plan check and you're doing all these things, and the inspectors take a week to come out and inspect your project. You lose that money that you lose on interest that you're paying that bank every single month is hard to recoup. You know, we're here to see that that money goes to work in North Las Vegas. Every dollar goes to work for you.
More with North Las Vegas Mayor John Lee. We're going to talk about something a little unpleasant, but he's a guy that has lived through this. He lived through 1 October. It impacted all of us, regardless of whether you live in Clark County, City of Las Vegas, North Las Vegas, Henderson, Boulder City. It doesn't matter. We all were impacted as a city's leader. What are the responsibilities? What should these leaders in Dayton and El Paso be doing right now? We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up. Live and local now.
For years now, I've been telling you how I love the great smooth taste of Real Water. I also love the convenience and cost savings of their home delivery service. Real Water has upped its game again with Real Water Concentrate. Just a few squirts of the Real Water Concentrate, and you can transform any good purified water into real water. To learn more, just go to my website, kevinwallradio.com. That's kevinwallradio.com, and click on the Real Water icon at the top right of the page. Now, you can get Real Water anytime, anyplace, on the go.
Roberto's Taco Shop, real Mexican food you like.
Everyone knows when it comes to real Mexican food, there's only one name that comes to mind. Roberto's. Ah, the Chili Colorado Combo, a favorite of mine. Made with chunks of savory beef, smothered in a delicious tangy red chili sauce. Served with fluffy Mexican-style rice and beans.
Roberto's Taco Shop, real Mexican food you like.
Oh, yeah. It's magnifico.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few months ago, a friend invited me for a Tuesday evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes, but boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's has been there for 31 years and family-owned for 19 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas, with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pasta, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen's open 24 hours for you late-night foodies. And I just love Ichabod's old-school Vegas atmosphere. When everybody else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super-serve its customers. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar from 6:30 to 10:30. You want to win? You want to have fun? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit escapeadventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Escapeadventures.com.
Mayhem is everywhere.
I'm a gravel truck. I'm busy laying the foundation for your city's newest suburb. And since it's such a nice day out, I thought I'd go topless. With 20 tons of pebbles loaded into my trailer bed, what's the worst that could happen? Now you're stuck behind me, and I'm about to make it rain. Rocks. Uh-oh, maybe I should have put a tarp over that. Now you're swerving, but there's no avoiding this downpour. Better watch out for that guardrail. And if your cut rate insurance doesn't cover this, you could get pelted with repair bills. So get Allstate, where agents help protect you from mayhem. Like me.
For a free quote, call Las Vegas Allstate agent Sam Peters today at 702-870-4000. That's 702-870-4000, or stop by either of Sam's convenient Las Vegas locations. Subject to terms, conditions, availability, and coverage selected.
See what the personal service of an Allstate agent can do for you. Are you in good hands?
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. talk that rocks.
All across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too. It's Live and Local Now. We're talking about the state of the city, North Las Vegas, with the guy that should know. He is the mayor of North Las Vegas. He is John Lee. Normally, we'd say the guy's going to be termed out, but they like him so much in North Las Vegas, they're going to give him an extra year or a year and a half. Explain what that is.
Well, the legislature realized that in presidential years, a lot more people go out and vote. And then, so you have that fall election. And in the springtime, all of a sudden, the signs are going out again, and the local governments then are running for mayor and city council. I, for one, we did that at the city council. We talked about it. I said, I want to swing it into the big general election, you know. It saves the city $300,000. A lot of local municipalities that are running for it would say, well, then all those people that do campaigns are so busy, they won't have time to work on my campaign. Or people go vote with the president, they won't go all the way down to the end to city council races. And there's a lot of judge races in between sometimes, you know. So anyway, the legislature, in their wisdom, and I applaud them for that, they put that cycle into the presidential cycle now. And so that means there'll be an extra year that I could serve, the next year.
They like you so much, they want to keep you around. Did you know yet what you want to do after you're done with your term?
You know, Kevin, I wake up every day just happy I'm your friend. You know, I just work. I just work and do what I do. I don't have any real aspirations right now. I just want to support good people who are doing good things, you know. And if I can find those people, I'll support them. If no one will do anything, then people like me jump up and say, well, at least I'll go. I'll try, you know. But at this point in time, I'm satisfied with where I'm at.
I want to talk about the future. We know that you've made leaps and bounds. I mean, you've got development that is knocking down your doors to come to North Las Vegas. You've got 50% of your land that's undeveloped, that all you have to do is get infrastructure out to them. That means the mm-hmm. water and electricity and things like that. Tell me about the future. You were talking about 5 years out, but give me a year and a half, 2 years out.
You know, we've got a piece of property right across the street from the VA hospital, 150 acres of property. It's primed. You know, 10,000 people a month now are going to the VA hospital. It's like an island out there. It looks like it's a casino out there off the 215. Well, we finally got all this land squared away, so now we're starting to go in to talk to some developers about taking 150 acres. How should we cut it up? And then what we'll do is we'll have to sell it through the SNPLMA process, but we can
identify. Explain what that is. Come on, speak English, please.
Southern Nevada Public Lands Act.
Thank you.
And when that property gets sold, then that money somewhere goes into water and sewer and you know stuff like that. But we can develop that property. We can do a lot of stuff out there that's with medical research with the VA hospital right there. And above the 215, above the hospital, we have 450 acres that is there for job creation. And right next to it is MARTA at UNLV. The president of UNLV has 1,000 acres. So just in that little corridor right there, there's so much activity that can take place.
Do you have a medical park?
No, we have four hospitals. But the VA hospital would be that part.
I was going to say, you could start a medical park right there with that VA facility.
That's right. We've got somebody coming in right now and wants to put another hospital right across the street there.
And that'd be great.
Yeah, so that's the future.
I think that's absolutely great. I want to talk to you about, as far as Apex, we've talked about that. But I want to talk to you about businesses. What is your sales pitch? When you go and you know that there's some company that's at least looking at major expansion, and that North Las Vegas, give me the minute or 2 minute speech you give them.
Well,
relative to North Las Vegas.
First off, they're looking here because they see the state of Nevada structure, the tax base, and all that kind of stuff. They 365 days a year, your people will be able to get back and forth to work. It's not going to be an issue. We have a diverse workforce in Southern Nevada now. CSN's got 9,200 people there that are going to college just in North Las Vegas to get these jobs. Great things are happening. So when I know somebody's interested, I invite the president of the company to come in and see me. I say, here's what I'm going to do for you. I don't want to just have you come in and commute. I want to be your business partner. And who are you using? What are you going to do? How are you going to do it? What can I do to help you? We kind of concierge it. The mayor takes With Gina Gavin, our economic director, and the other people that work there, we have really got the sharpest people in this valley working in North Las Vegas. And when you leave North Las Vegas, you go, whoa, those guys want to be my business partner. Not, they're going to do everything they can to stop me from being successful. Now, if it's something that we don't want, you know, it's a company that wouldn't be good for our area, you know, then we would tell them, go to another local, another community.
The porn industry wants to build a studio.
Or, I never had that one. I don't even think like that.
Oh, I'm sorry. I tell you, can you stick with us for another 15 minutes?
I'd love to.
I love this guy. John Lee, he is the mayor of North Las Vegas. And we're going to talk about something that he's actually lived through. And that is, what is a big city mayor to do when you've had gun tragedies as we had? We had gun tragedies with 1 October. What is it that people look to a mayor to do? We'll talk about that coming up in just a couple of minutes. We'll also get to our wall-to-wall free-for-all. And if you want to join us, 844, the number 2 Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. We're talking about North Las Vegas, a community that is fast-growing. And they're not done. We will do that coming up in just a couple of minutes. One of the things I'm going to ask the mayor about, though, is the Raider factor. Is there a Raider factor when he talks to businesses? Is there a Raiders factor that is involved? That people absolutely love the idea of moving to a community where they have NFL football. Stick around. More to do as we continue. It is live and local now.
From the Fox Business Network on Wall Street, the major averages are higher in afternoon trading as investors digest the latest developments in an intensifying trade spat between the world's two largest economies. And shares of Shake Shack are shaking it up on Wall Street today and are up over 16% and on track for their highest close in over 4 years. This after announcing better than expected earnings and that it has partnered up with Grubhub to take delivery service nationwide. And a luxury retailer filing Chapter 11 bankruptcy, Barney's New York is the latest retailer to buckle as shoppers move online and real estate costs soar. Although the luxury brand has secured $75 million in financing, it's closing stores in Chicago, Las Vegas, and Seattle. 12 concept and warehouse locations will also shutter. However, its stores on Madison Avenue in New York, in Beverly Hills, and in San Francisco and Boston will remain open. Barney's will also continue to maintain its online presence. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Hillary Barsky.
Fox News, I'm Lillian Wu. Some signaling President Trump should stay away as El Paso, Texas, and Dayton, Ohio reel from this weekend's mass shootings.
He is not welcome here. He should not come here while we are in mourning.
Representative Veronica Escobar of El Paso.
The president tried to tamp down some of the controversy surrounding statements that he has made that many people have seen as either racist or anti-immigrant. The president tweeted, quote, I am the least racist person.
Fox John Roberts. China blasting the U.S. for accusing it of manipulating currency.
Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin will now work with the IMF, the International Monetary Fund, to eliminate that advantage. Devaluing currency would minimize the impact of the 10% tariffs the president plans to add on September 1st.
Fox's Ed Lawrence. And a woman in Florida says her toilet exploded during a storm when lightning hit her septic tank. This is Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown is a weekday morning podcast that dives deep into the major and controversial stories of the day. Hosted by the anchors of Fox News Radio. Subscribe now to hear a perspective of news you won't find anywhere else. Listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. Download Fox News Channel's The 5 podcast for free. 5 of your favorite Fox News personalities discuss current issues in a roundtable discussion. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. America's listening to Fox News.
Fox Nation is the place for exclusive content you can't get anywhere else. New opinion shows from Laura Ingraham, Tucker Carlson, and Tommy Lahren you can only get by signing up for Fox Nation. Plus, the real stories behind the headlines. Documentaries on Chappaquiddick, Jimmy Hoffa, and more that you'll only find on Fox Nation. More of the opinion done right you crave? It's on Fox Nation. documentaries and specials you can't get anywhere else, they're on Fox Nation. So go to FoxNation.com today and sign up now for Fox Nation. Opinion done right now.
Investments in securities involves the risk of loss. The following is a far too common tale of investing in annuities. A successful couple invested a large portion of their savings in annuities, thinking they were a safe way to guarantee a dependable income stream no matter what the market did. But it didn't take long for them to regret their decision. They were locked into low returns, faced potential tax consequences, and that they couldn't get out of their annuities without paying huge penalties. They were stuck, and so was their money. Suddenly, their retirement hopes and dreams were in danger. But it didn't have to happen to them, and it doesn't have to happen to you. You can avoid the annuity trap. Here's one way. Get the free report, Annuity Insights, your guide to better understanding annuities, by calling 1-800-304-5558. Written by Forbes columnist and money manager Ken Fisher's firm, this powerful report could help save you from major financial heartache, and it's offered today for free. If you have an annuity or are considering one, claim your free annuities guide today. Hurry, free copies are limited. Call now, 1-800-304-5558. 1-800-304-5558.
Well, my husband is a retired sergeant from the Air Force.
Well, he was in the Army for 14 years and an MP.
23 million veterans, they're heroes who need our help.
Well, I'm here because my daughter has had her third surgery for cancer.
We've had some difficulties, so we're here quite some time. We're going on to 3 weeks.
When our heroes' families need help, they turn to Fisher House.
We learned about the Fisher House through the doctor, and we were so grateful, because who has 3 weeks to be able to come and stay at a hotel?
Fisher House is a safe, free place to stay for families of wounded warriors and veterans receiving treatment at VA and military medical centers.
Fisher House is not only a home away from home, it was like family away from family.
Thank you, Fisher House.
Thank you, Fisher House.
Helping military and veterans families. Fisher House at fisherhouse.org. Sometimes having family close by is a hero's best medicine.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Don't you love her madly? Don't you need her badly? This is a radio program heard around the state in Reno and Sparks and Carson City and Ely and Battle Mountain and Amargosa Valley and Hawthorne and Pahrump and Fallon, our newest affiliate in Fallon. It is live and local now, and we are joined by the mayor of North Las Vegas, John Lee, who joins us in studio. In the last 48 hours, we've talked a lot about the tragedies in El Paso and Dayton, Ohio. And it's incredible. You look at how these civic officials, these mayors and these police chiefs, people we've never heard of, and all of a sudden they're doing, three-time, four-time-a-day news conferences and talking about what they're doing. You lived this. You lived this during 1 October, even though you didn't have a lot of people involved.
Yeah.
Tell us what happens to these elected officials that nobody outside of their little community knows who they are, and all of a sudden they're on CNN like four times a day. Tell us what happens behind the scenes.
Well, truthfully, in Las Vegas, if something happens that horrible again, Carolyn Goodman has such a great reputation that she's like the mayor of Las Vegas. The whole world, they don't know they have a county commission. They don't have a North Las Vegas. They just know Las Vegas. And Carolyn Goodman usually becomes the face of what happens nationally. Her and Oscar have done a great job on that. But what really happens is I'll get a phone call that this has happened from my police immediately. And my first thought is, how many North Las Vegas people were there? How many people got hurt? What's the situation for North Las Vegas? You know, that's where my residents live. We found out that none of our employees at work at the city and none of our residents were damaged in that horrible event. But then as the mayor, because it didn't happen in North Las Vegas, we have what's called unit command. The sheriff becomes the appointed official for the area. And we all step back as mayors, and we let the unit command take place. Our city sheriffs and our police chiefs all meet together with the unit command, which is under his direction. He might say, I need every single police car in North Las Vegas to go over here. And we just assist that immediately. So what he did ask for this time was that we would pick up all the fire and all the police activity from Sunrise Mountain all the way over to the Mount Charleston turnoff. You know, all that part of the valley.
Wow, became, that's a lot of territory.
Yeah, that became North Las Vegas' responsibility because they were just sending people as quick as they could to that location, and it was in the evening, shifts are a lot less, they were trying to get people back to work, you know. But we, as the unit command asks, we deliver. And so our sheriff did a fine job. And we're happy to have his leadership. But as the mayor goes, your PR people, you know, your press, everybody, there's so much unknown going on out there that a mayor is gathering information as fast as he can. And it's almost shell shock. It's almost like we've just been bombed. You know what I mean? It's just that much activity. And I'm really sorry that ever took place. And I know that we have these tragic situations happening in these other communities you talked about. I've heard things such as the last one, I think we off record, you mentioned about this young man and he was, you know, the bad person that he was, that his records were expunged from being an adolescent to an adult, you know. There's got to be things that can take place that you can find people that should not have guns. And sometimes, I don't know where it comes, but if you know something, you should tell somebody something, you know, and protect your community a little bit. I'm not saying rat everybody out and think everybody out, but sometimes you can tell that there's people that are going to do something wrong and somebody needs to know about it. And I don't think that anybody should take that lightly. So be aware of your community, be aware of, you know, what your friends are doing, and just let's protect each other from these kind of people. We have a great police chief, by the way, that's doing a lot of work, and our police department is up to full staff now. I mean, if something did happen in North Las Vegas, you might be the first officer, but the posse's coming. You know what I mean? We don't take that kind of stuff lightly in North Las Vegas. If we have to shoot, we don't shoot to maim in North Las Vegas, you know?
I want to ask you about... And it's something you did. And I can recall, I forget it, 5 years ago, whatever, you were selling off the jail and you really had a financial crisis. And so you had to change a lot of things and you outsourced some things. And some of the labor unions were not real happy with you. I'm curious, how did you turn that around?
At that point in time, that's going way back now, isn't it? Our unions wouldn't even talk to each other because they kept not wanting to get their people laid off, you know, and the firefighters and the police were very important to protecting the community, and the Teamsters thought that, hey, but we do a lot of great things in our utilities departments, and, you know, we're just as important as everybody else. And so our leadership didn't even have a good relationship to work together. I can just tell you that it was hard, but when we started turning it around, that these unions came together and said, hey, we can be a part of fixing this. I know a lot of people thought that the state would come in and save the city. The state told them, you're not going to get saved here. You're not going to get absorbed into anybody. You're probably all going to lose your jobs, you know, if the city goes under. You'll have to put an application in and go to work for another organization.
And just so people know the time frame we're talking about, this is what, 2012, 2013?
Yes,
somewhere
it
there.
Was. Uh-huh.
And there was open talk of the dreaded I word, the insolvency.
Yeah.
And that the state might have to take you over in some way.
There was a line kind of drawn through North Las Vegas, and the county would take a portion of it, and the city of Las Vegas would take a portion of it. I don't even know if a lot of people even knew that. But I will tell you, none of them wanted it. Why? It's got a lot of land, got a lot of great things that could happen out there. But you'd have had to take over all the debt of the city, too. You know, you'd have to split that debt up between you.
How bad was it?
$156 million upside down, $7 million hole in the budget. I brought in Darren Adair and Ryan Juden, two of the most fantastic minds. The city manager now is Ryan Juden. Darren Adair is our CFO. We got together, figured out what are our assets first. Can we save the city? And if we can, you know, how is it going to get itself out of debt? And these two gentlemen, along with Sandra Morgan, our city attorney, and I sat down and worked hours and hours and hours to figure out how we could make this happen. And eventually what happened is I called a couple developers. Van Trust is one of the companies, and those guys were going to bring somebody here to do some business, build a building. And usually what happens, these big companies will build these buildings for someone. So they know your company wants to come to town. Oh, you ought to use us. We'll build it for you. I brought those guys together and said, guys, the recession's over. I don't care what's happening here right now, but the recession's over. I need you to help me. You need to go out and spec a 1 million square foot building. I mean, just on your own dime, you build it. And I'll go over the whole country. I'll find somebody to be in that building, but you have got to spec this building. I have to call this recession over or we're going to go under. Van Trust, Steve Bachman, who was there, said, John, we're going to do it. And they built this building. And before they even tilted up the walls, that building was rented out. And this whole real estate community went, oh, my gosh, that's the spec building that they just rented out over there. And they did it again, and they did it again. And finally, everybody thought, dude, I think John's right. This recession's over. Let's go to work. So it was great, Van Trust, to come in and help me like they did.
And you did this. Am I right? You did this without any or limited bailouts. I mean, there was no state bailout. There was no county bailout. There was no nothing.
Nothing. I have never raised tax, done anything to cost the city of North Las Vegas residents any more financial harm than what they were already incurring way back then. So we are trying to make sure that our community works its way out of debt on its own staff and its own vision and its own leadership. And we love our residents. And they look at me, and I don't know if they know what's going on all the time, but they know I care about them. I'm working 24 hours a day. Our city council, we read about other things going on in the community, not in North Las Vegas. We've just got good, homegrown, quality people. That Pam Goins Brown grew up in North Las Vegas. Isaac Barone went to Rancho High School. Scott Black went to Rancho High School. I went to Rancho High School.
Homegrown.
Richard Churchill came from Florida, but there's nobody that loves North Las Vegas more than him. We're homegrown. We're not worried about what everybody else is doing. We're going to fix our community and make it wonderful.
The last question is the probably most important for my buddy John Lee. What do you think of this? Mayor for life.
No, I'm looking for...
that was quick. I might be there, there was no thinking about it.
It's my job to fix the business. It's somebody else. Like, you pay me to know where we're going to be 10 years from now, Kev. I don't really worry about how many sprinklers are out at the parks and how many streetlights are out. We have Cass Palmer. We have Dale Daffern. We have all those directors who take care of all that stuff. You just pay John Lee to know where we're going to be 10 years from now. I'll get this town in such a position that the next mayor, if they'll just follow the plan, will be very successful.
John Lee, always good having you in. Thank you so much, my friend. You keep on keeping on, and I hope they keep you around for life. I think they ought to just chain you to the desk and never let you go, because you've been good. You've been great for that community.
And thanks for all you do for the community. A lot of dialogue, a lot of discussion. A lot of us listen to you and go, huh, I never thought about that before. You get some good answers and good ideas.
That is the mayor of North Las Vegas, John Lee. He is my number one fan, and I'm his number one fan. It's Mutual Admiration Day right here, live and local now. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control over healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like. Come celebrate the taste and fresh selection of classic Mexican plates.
In Las Vegas, no one needs to remind you about Wednesdays at Roberto's Taco Shop. Indeed. It's $1.29 chicken taco day. You heard it right. Ah,
grande, juicy, crunchy tacos. Loaded with hot, savory chicken, crispy lettuce, and mounds of cheese, all for just $1.29 each. Add a refreshing drink and perfecto. $1.29 chicken tacos, only at Roberto's Taco Shop. I like what they've done to my Wednesdays. Stop in today and be our guest to the best. Roberto's 24-hour taco shop with 50 convenient locations serving you.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
It's amazing how time flies. Hey, Kevin Wall here, your host on Live and Local Now and the owner of Battle Born Radio Corp. It was just over 3 years ago that I was dragged kicking and screaming into the 21st century. I knew my small business would have to move warp speed into this new digital era. That's when I called Sofa King Creative Group. Locally owned and operated, Sofa King Creative Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of clients. Their marketing team provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design project, an engaging mobile-friendly website. What I like best about Sofa King Creative Group, they showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. Let the pros at Sofa King Creative Group help you and your small business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Or check them out at SofaKingCreativeGroup.com. That's SofaKingCreativeGroup.com.
Hi, this is Chelsea Torres, Communications Director with Laborers Union Local 872. Laborers Local 872 is a construction union that strives to obtain more job opportunities for workers and employers. Local 872 is involved in issues that affect our daily lives, from creating good jobs to providing skilled job training, protecting health care, negotiating livable wages, ensuring safe job sites, providing safe neighborhoods for families, and honoring veterans and retirees. Laborers build everything you see on the Las Vegas Strip, from skyscrapers to casinos to stadiums. Laborers work in the tunnels and on the highways. We remediate buildings and make them safe by removing hazardous materials like asbestos and lead. With a legacy of hard work and getting things done, laborers are skilled, productive, proud, and diverse men and women who are building a stronger Nevada. Local 872 loves the Southern Nevada community, and we look forward to continuing to build a better future for all of us. Vegas strong, union proud.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
This hour of Live and Local Now brought to you by my friend Sam Peters at Peters Family Insurance. Sam holds Allstate's premier agency designation and ranks in the top 10% of all state agents nationally. Auto, home, life, and retirement. Call Sam right now for a free review. It's absolutely free. It doesn't cost you a dime. Free review of your insurance needs. Call Sam at 702-870-4000. That's 702-870-4000. To your phone calls we go. You know the drill. It's our wall-to-wall free-for-all. You call us. You tell us what you want to talk about. Let's begin with Mike. Mike, you're up, and you're on our wall-to-wall free-for-all. What do you want to talk about today, Mike?
Yeah, you're talking about earlier about the definition of an invasion was.
Yes.
And what I define as an invasion, and it's not racist at all, I think, but it's happening here in the U.S. and it's happening in my home country in Mexico. We're currently being invaded, and it's coming out in their news over there that they're being invaded by criminal gangs of Venezuelan, Central Americans, Colombian, and even Peruvian gangs now that are joining with Mexican gangs, and we're being invaded, okay? And one last thing on the one shooting
Mike, if we don't call it an invasion, if that becomes politically incorrect, what then should we call 144,000 people, many of them unaccompanied minors, coming across our southern border illegally in the month of May? 144,000. If it's not an invasion, then what is it?
Well, I think it is an invasion. I think, and we got to call it what it is. And one last thing on the shooting that happened in El Paso.
Yes.
How come? I was watching it almost live when it happened in the Spanish news. And when it happened, there was a couple of Mexican ladies. They said they saw more than one shooter. And now all that is being, nobody's talking about that, the multiple shooters.
Oh no, because that was the original report, was that they thought there were multiple shooters. And again, the investigation is ongoing. And you're interviewing, thousands of people? And that's going to take some time to do. Go to Alex. Alex, you're up. You're on our wall-to-wall free-for-all. What do you want to talk about?
I want to talk about two things. About Donald Trump, I think he's a great president. I'm Hispanic. For those of you who do not know that, I grew up in this country. We've been here forever. Practically, Trump is not a racist. The only reason he's being called a racist, especially from the Spanish media and the leftist Democrats, is because this is the first person who's finally enforcing the immigration laws. That has made him a racist, which is ridiculous, absolutely ridiculous. I know a lot of Hispanics that used to hate him, but after I give them just a little bit of information and show them the famous video where he said that Mexico was sending thieves, they never show 10 seconds before he said that. When I show that to the Hispanics, their mind is totally 180 degrees changed, and now they like Donald Trump, but they're going to vote for him. As far as the guns, those of you Democrats who are out there, you better wake up to one thing. Those of you who think that the Democrats are only after the AK-47s and the AR-15s, you're crazy. Why? Look at California. California does not allow its citizens to defend themselves. You go try to get a concealed carry permit in California, good luck. You better be well-connected. That's the only way you're going to get a gun, because I tried. Number two, you cannot carry a gun in your vehicle. And if you do, the gun had better be locked. There better not be any bullets in that gun, and the bullets had better be locked away as far away from that gun. And I know for that as a fact, because I used to live there when they changed over. They are not going after those assault weapons. They're going after everything. You better wake up to that. And the last thing, racism comes in all colors, Democrats. I don't care if you're Hispanic or black or white. They all come in different colors. Me being a Hispanic, when I was younger, I looked like a white guy all the way. And when I used to go to East Los Angeles, I used to get dirty looks, and there would be some obvious gestures made to me because they thought I was white. And because of that, I support the gun issue completely, because I was almost murdered by gang individuals down South Central. Come to find out, the reason I was targeted is because they thought I was a white guy.
Wow. So, yeah, that's racism too. That is racism. That is, and that's exactly what we're talking about. I want you to hear, only because I still think she is one of the best, maybe the top two or three surrogates for the president. And, in fact, let's go to cut four. Cut four is Kellyanne Conway with Christiane Amanpour. Listen to this exchange. It got a little nasty.
The 10-ton gorilla in the room is the president, I'm afraid. And you are his senior counselor. And many, many people are asking whether now all these words that he's used, all these phrases that he's used, will he follow up on what he urged the country today to put aside racial hatred, white supremacy, and just stop all this hatred? Will he do that now?
Well, Christiane, he already did it, and you've given a platform on your network the last 24 to 36 hours to people who would like to be the president and are out there using some really hateful language to get kicks and clicks and ratings. But today we saw the president take to the podium and speak directly to the people of this country and indeed all around the world, condemning unequivocally in no uncertain terms white supremacy, bigotry, racism. I have to gently but firmly disagree with your characterization of the president and remind you that today he showed equal parts grief, shock, anger, condolences, resolve, and action. You saw just in the last hour or so that Senator Lindsey Graham, chairman of the Judiciary Committee, and Dick Blumenthal, Democrat of Connecticut, come together to have this bipartisan red flag law. That is something the president supports, mentioned today. I think the president is also asking us all to come together, not just to unify, but to unite in resolve so that we can fix any combination of factors. Mm-hmm. There's no one solution because there's no one contributing factor. And so he did mention other possible causes. He denounced these murders as monsters and evil and hate-filled manifestos, and he called white supremacy in the manifesto quote sinister ideology. So he was very unequivocal. And I would also say the president did not respond in kind to those who have shamelessly and baselessly attacked him personally all weekend long.
Kellyanne Conway, as I say, is, I think, the best surrogate out there. By the way, I want to thank our guest today. I love having Tommy White on from the Laborers Union 872. John Lee is the mayor of North Las Vegas and is just a stand-up guy. He is really good at what he does. And I know he's going to get to serve an extra year or a year and a half. But I hope he stays in public life. I know he says, I got granddaughters. I got granddaughters on the way. And, my life's pretty good. But I tell you what, he gets a lot done. And I'll be honest with you. He takes this public service stuff. He takes that public service stuff for real. I mean, that's not just a slogan for him. It's not just a description. It's what he does, public service, servicing the public, serving the public. That's going to do it today. We'll tee it up again tomorrow. We'll preview the president's trip to Dayton and El Paso. That's tomorrow, live and local now. Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few months ago, a friend invited me for a Tuesday evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes, but boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's has been there for 31 years and family-owned for 19 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. Ichabod's has incredible menu items, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pasta, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen's open 24 hours for you late-night foodies. And I just love Ichabod's old-school Vegas atmosphere. When everybody else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar from 6:30 to 10:30. You want to win? You want to have fun? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
KBET, Winchester, Las Vegas, 790. Talk now. Talk that rocks.